The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist? If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you'll end up in the outer darkness, a cold, black, terrible place, with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Your teeth, the trash heap of heaven. Father has said concerning such believers, why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority, if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life? In stark contrast, if you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yeshua, who you may mistakenly know as Jesus. To put this all in context, the Almighty has said, I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seek such a relationship with me. Today we're going to look at Revival Revisited. The overview. I've come across a number of YouTube videos relating to revivals in the early 1900s that give a better understanding of what it takes to initiate and sustain a revival. We will start by looking at some important context. We will then talk about the Great Awakening, spiritual revival in colonial America in the 1700s. We will then discuss the 1904 Welsh Awakening and then the Azusa Street Revival that started in 1906. We will then discuss other related videos, and I will outline the objective as I see it. We'll then draw lessons from the case studies and draw a conclusion, and I'll share some closing thoughts. Finally, we'll look at the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. By way of introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a retired military commander. I now work as a management consultant. I have over 30 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March, 1993, when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room, and I knew for certain that he was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of about 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy in the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair, which when it ended, left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me and I realized that my intellect had gotten me into a right mess, and I chose to serve him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure, born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator that forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Mission Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email, articles, websites, this radio program, physical books, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, SlideShare, and Twitter. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. That's www.endtimeissueministries, one word, for more information. See also www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show on the top menu and podcasts on the drop-down for previous broadcasts, or search on Google for Relationship with Creator Radio in quotes. There are at least four podcast sites on the internet that have got back issues of these broadcasts. Incidentally, the website, we've just moved to a much faster server. So those of you who've perhaps tried to access the website in the past and found it rather slow and tedious, it's significantly improved. So I encourage you to go there. Right, so we're going to look at 2022-09-02, Revival Revisited. In various articles, I've written about revival and urged listeners to focus their attention on initiating revivals on the earth. Consider, for example, last week's broadcast, Will You Initiate a Revival with Me? The full article of tonight's broadcast with live links to the videos is available on the website at Will You Initiate a Revival with Me? Some context. At the time of writing, I'd recently come across a number of YouTube videos relating to revivals in the early 1900s that give a better understanding of what it takes to initiate and sustain a revival. In chronological order of events, I'll discuss those videos in a moment. So, folks, just to recap, revival is something where the Spirit of the Almighty comes to earth in a dramatic fashion, typically through one individual. It reaches out then to others, and it spreads around a district or around the world and dramatically draws people back to the Creator. People are touched, people stop cursing, people stop drinking, people start going to assemblies, churches, whatever. That's what we want today. That's what we need today. The world is in a mess. The mess is getting bigger, and revival is the only way it's going to change. So the first revival I want to talk about is the Great Awakening, the spiritual revival in colonial America in the 1700s. If you look in YouTube for, quote, the Great Awakening, spiritual revival in colonial America, you should find the video. Otherwise, as I say, go to the webpage and you'll find the link. It's an important history of the early awakening to Father Yah in North America. Very early on, we're talking 1700s. It's worth watching. It gives some insight to better understand what's happening in the USA today and to the world as well. But it's interesting to note here that where people only had horseback transport to get from A to B, or pony-drawn carriages or ox wagons, there was still an awakening in part of the eastern United States. And again, what you see is one man desperately seeking to draw close to Father, fasting, praying, spending hours praying, worshiping, getting close to Father, and then acting as a sort of lightning conductor to draw the Spirit of Yah into his community and then into other communities. The interesting thing about it is that it takes one human being to really lay down their lives, to really get in touch with Father, really get filled with his Spirit and be used by him. And that will then spread up out into hundreds and even thousands of people who don't necessarily put the same amount of effort into things. A bit of a problem in a sense that they don't put the effort, so they don't value the gift as they should, but that's basically how revival works. The next revival I want to talk about is 1904, the Welsh Awakening. see the Wikipedia page on Evan Roberts, minister, with quite a lot of details on this. It's a very detailed account of the development of the Welsh Revival, the YouTube video. It's important lessons. There are important lessons for all who desire revival. The video is strongly anointed. The soundtrack cuts out in the middle for a few minutes and then resumes. It's strongly recommended. So what we see here is Evan Roberts, a young man, desperate to draw close to Father, desperately grieved by what was happening in his country in Wales, and praying and fasting and staying up late and worshipping, and then getting a few people to pray with him. And then all of a sudden, the Spirit of Yah starts to move in and around this man and touches others. And that in turn touches others. And suddenly, a large part of Wales, which is not a large country, but a large part of Wales, is experiencing revival. The pit ponies in the coal mines and the slate mines became unmanageable because the miners stopped cursing and swearing, and the ponies didn't understand the new instructions. They had to be retrained. The pubs, the public houses, the drinking places closed down because nobody was buying alcohol. The whole society was changed. And that's what we need in the world today, but on a much bigger, much more macro scale. Note that the revival was compromised by complying with religious traditions and demands, and was eventually diffused by this after about a year, when Evan Roberts burnt out physically and emotionally. Contrast this with the Azusa Street revival, which followed, which we'll talk about in a minute, which went on for 9 years with no religious interference till the end, which crippled it. The critical thing is for someone or some people to get really close to Father Yah and act as a conductor, as in a lightning conductor, to draw the Spirit of Yah into meetings and then to let Father Yah have his way without human interference. The interesting thing about the Welsh Revival, or one of the interesting things about the Welsh Revival, is that and in both of the revivals that we're all of the revivals we're talking about, is that the person who acted as the initiator really didn't know very much about what he was getting into. He just did the best he could with what he had. He got into a place, he was grieved about what was happening in his society. He brought the Spirit of Yah in, and he didn't really know what to do with it. So he tried to manage things and coordinate things and stayed up late and what have you. And eventually, after a year, he was so exhausted that he burnt out and collapsed. And that was the end of it, because he was too central to the move. What you want to do is, yes, by all means, work through one person, but then diffuse that widely and raise up others who can do it. The other thing was that they got into religious stuff, and religion will always kill a move of the Spirit. Significantly different, the Azusa Street revival in Los Angeles in the United States in 1906. It was triggered through the Welsh Revival. If you look on the web on YouTube for the Azusa Street Revival, and you can look on YouTube for the Welsh Revival, you'll find more information in Wikipedia at the Azusa Street Revival. That's AZUSA. What strikes me about the Azusa Street Revival is that there was almost no intentional human effort or involvement. William Seymour, who was the catalyst, the conductor, the lightning conductor, emptied himself. He sought Yah, helped others to seek Yah, and then Yah did the rest by pouring out his set-apart Holy Spirit on the people for about 9 years until the intervention of human beings diluted the move. This spread out around the world and is attributed with impacting the lives of around 600 million people, and initiating a large number of Christian denominations around the world. So what we see here is a man from very humble beginnings. He was a black man, which may rattle your prejudices. Not much education, grieved by what was going on, emptied himself. The difference between Seymour and and Roberts, the Welsh Revival, was that Seymour didn't try and control things. He didn't try and manage things. He didn't feel central to things. He would go and basically hide out and pray while people ministered and did things. And I think that's the way it needs to be. You want somebody just to be bringing the Spirit of Yah in, and then you want the Spirit of Yah to reach people. People came from all over the world to get filled with the Spirit, and they took the Spirit back to where they came from. Dramatic move. If we could get something like that going today, it would make a huge difference in the world. So the question is, are you willing to empty yourself and seek Father in a comparable way? What I want you to understand is that neither of these two men or the people in the 1700s had any particular qualifications. They hadn't gone to Bible school. They were not learned. They just were grieved by what was going on in the world, and they set themselves to seek Father. It's clear to me that it'll take only one person to facilitate such a move of Yah to have a dramatic impact on the earth today. And I encourage you to seriously consider this. Stop looking behind you or in front of you or around you or whatever, saying, I wish somebody would do something. If you think, I wish somebody would do something, then that tells me that you're the one to do something. As I said before, I once had a power anointing like this, but I did not know what to do with it. I was hindered by the church that I was in, and I then went through a brutal divorce and various things happened, and I repeatedly lost the anointing, so I'm not eligible to do this. When you lose an anointing, you cannot get that anointing back again. You can get a different anointing, but once you've had a power anointing where you're healing people, etc., and you lose it, that's it. You're not going to get that back. So I encourage you to go for it. Give me a call, drop me an email. I'll help you to chart the course, help you to avoid some of the pitfalls that I fell into. Then some other videos. There are also a number of YouTube videos relating to anointed Christian ministers in the USA between 1940 and 1990, and also in the UK before that, where there was powerful ministry, but not the sort of upwelling of the Spirit of Yah that was experienced in the full-blown revivals of Wales and Azusa Street. If you look on the website, there's a web page, important videos to watch. Have a look at those. There's probably about half a dozen at least videos there. God's Generals and Wigglesworth and really powerful men and women of Yah who had some sort of revival in the context of their particular ministry, but not the sort of thing that we're talking about, particularly with Azusa Street, where it just exploded around the world. And that's what we need today, folks, is something that's going to explode around the world. If you look at the whole horror of abortion in so many countries today, and all the other things that are going wrong, all the weird and discomforting stuff. And if that's worrying you, we don't have to put up with it. We can't fight it in the natural. We can't fight it in our own strength, but we can, individually and corporately, go before Father Yah, cry out to him, fast, pray for hours at a time, worship for hours at a time, sacrifice yourself, lay yourself down, take up your stake and follow Yeshua, and seek a dramatic deliverance and a dramatic infilling of the Spirit, not for your own grandeur, but you will get a great reward in heaven if you do this, but to make a difference on earth. So the objective in considering the above, my reason for sharing this is as follows. I'm going to go through a number of points just to try and get you to see the picture that I see. First of all, on the 25th of December 2015, so that's 8 years ago, Father told me that there were around 2,700,000 true believers on earth. These are people who are believers in Yah, not believers in Jesus, and at some level trying to serve Father. And I want to make the point that these people are the vast majority of these people are in a hang of a lot of error. They're in a hang of a lot of sin. They're pretty feeble, actually. And I'm talking to you. I'm sorry. But unless you somewhere that you haven't bothered to tell me about, you're not registering on the scale. If you look at what I've just been talking about, there is a world of difference between so filled with the Spirit that you spread out, that what you do spreads out around the world and touches thousands of millions of people, and doing whatever it is that you're doing today, going to church or whatever the case may be. Today, there are even less than the 2.7 million due to people dying and there are few new believers coming on board. There are very few of the younger generation, the so-called Generation Z, and even the more recent, the older generations before that, who are really in any way with relationship with Father. They're just the odd ones here and there. So it's dying out, folks. Unless somebody does something about it, it's going to die out. Father says that with the current rate of attrition, within 100 years, there will be zero believers of any substance left, and he will by then have lost the contest. See the webpage, The Essence of the Rules of Engagement, The Contest. Folks, if you don't know The Contest, the basic story is Yah created the messengers, the angels, to help him with the creative process. There were three leaders, Gabriel, Michael, and Hillel. You know two of them as Michael and Gabriel. Hillel rebelled, got proud, and Yah was about to cast him and all of his followers into the lake of fire and brimstone to be utterly destroyed. And Hillel said to him, if you put me on earth, I guarantee you that in 7,000 years with these humans that you're going to create or that you're about to create, not one of them will believe you exist at the end of 7,000 years and be in a position to do anything about it. And Yah said, that's crazy. That's not going to happen. And he took him up. They called it the contest. They drew up some rules of engagement. And basically, at the moment, Satan's winning. There are very few people in on the earth today who are in a solid place with Father. I'm talking about people on one hand who have any hope of really making a difference right now, today. And you could be one of them. Then the only way to turn this around so that Yah can win the contest and so that Yeshua can return to earth with his enemies as his footstool is if there are a number of major revivals on earth in the next few years. So just to the end result of the contest is at the end of 7,000 years, if there is a believer in right standing, free of sin, in relationship with Father, they will declare the end of the contest. They will call on Yeshua, Jesus, to return, and Satan and his minions will be cast into the lake of fire and utterly destroyed, and earth will become a holiday destination for the people in heaven. If there is not that one human being in right standing, free of sin, and strong relationship with Father at the end of the 7,000 years, which is in 3003, so about 980 years from today, then Satan will win. Father will take his followers off the earth, the few that there are, and Satan will rule on earth forever. And you can do something to prevent that. Whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever your state of relationship with Father is today, you can do something about that. I encourage you to contact me and see what you can do to turn this around. Don't be put off by your financial circumstances, etc. Father can make a way if you will make a way for him to make a way for you. These revivals need to be based on fundamental truths so that they're enduring and sustainable and they last for the millennium. And this includes all the major truths discussed on the End Time Issue Ministries website, www.endtimeissueministries.org. Folks, one of the big reasons why the revivals in the past have collapsed, and even the significant outpourings in the 20th century, is because of the errors, the wrong names, the Lord God Jesus instead of Yah the eternally self-existing, the Almighty Yeshua, and so forth. The belief that Jesus is God, the belief that the Bible is the word of the God of God, that the Quran is the word of God, that the Torah is the word of God, all these lies weaken the believers and make them vulnerable to the satanic, and gives the satanic and demonic realm an entry point to destroy those revivals. The revival we need today needs to be a revival in all truth. You need to be praying, Father, we ask you to lead us into all truth by your Spirit. Show us the level of our present deception and how to correct it. Judge us severely and correct us harshly that we can serve you more perfectly. Folks, that's what it's about. It's about getting to a place of extreme set-apartness, sanctification, filled with the Spirit, walking in authority, walking in power, understanding your authority as a believer, casting out demons, healing the sick, walking on water, quietening storms. All the things that Yeshua did, you should aspire. We should aspire. Read the four books at the beginning of the so-called New Testament, the so-called Gospels, about Yeshua, and aspire to do everything that Yeshua said. He said, because I go to be with my Father, you can do greater works than I did. So this broadcast is intended to challenge you to see what you can do to initiate revival wherever you are situated. So I'd like to look at a few lessons from case studies, treating the above-cited YouTube videos as case studies. I'm going to draw a number of conclusions. What I'm seeking to do here, folks, is to give you a bit of insight, what I see as a spirit-filled person who's close to Father. And it's sad that I can't do more because I've lost my power anointing way back in 1996, 97, in a brutal divorce where the church backed my unbelieving or nominally believing, rebellious, treacherous wife against me and almost destroyed me and in the process destroyed my anointing. Folks, I would love to be able to do what I'm talking to you about. I can't. All I can do is sit here and document as much as I possibly can to help you to take a decision to do what I'm asking you to do. And make a difference. There's not a lot of time. Look at what's going on in the world today. I'm not going to name all the issues because I'll get into this phobia and this hatred and what have you. It's not about that. It's about the way Father created things to be, the way Father intended it to be. Go back to the Welsh revival. The miners stopped cursing and swearing. They stopped drinking. Not because somebody told them to, but because the Spirit of Yah came upon them and they just chose to do things differently. That's what it's about, is the power of the Spirit sweeping the earth and changing things. So what I hope you've got by now is revival is an extreme event. True revival. I'm not talking about a little thing for 2 weeks at the local church. I'm talking about something that really changes things on the earth. Revival is initiated by a small group of committed believers fervently praying for Yah to move dramatically in their geographic area. In other words, praying for revival. This requires daily prayer meetings of many hours' duration, in which fervent, passionate prayer is offered up over a period of months or even years. Please watch the Welsh Revival and the Azusa Street Revival videos to get a sense of what I'm talking about here. This is not about a church thing. It's about two or three or four or five people spontaneously led by the Spirit making a conscious choice to lay down their lives in intercession for something to happen. It takes one person to lead that process, one person to go all out, supported by a few people interceding for them. It's an extreme event. One person supported by another three or four others. If you don't think you've got what it takes to be that one person, but you think you know one person who might be, then I encourage you to go and support them and encourage them to do this. The spark of actual revival is provided through a single person who passionately intercedes for revival over a period of years and who provides the lightning rod to draw the Spirit of Yah into the specific location in a powerful way. Ultimately, revival commences when the Spirit of Yah starts to operate powerfully and corporately in meetings such that other people are touched and this move of the Spirit spreads throughout the surrounding areas and around the world. Hear what I'm saying. It's a spark. This is not some big, carefully planned thing. This is about a small group of people who are unknown. One of the biggest curses of religion today is this thing about if you haven't been to my Bible school and you haven't been a member of my church for 5 years and you haven't proven to me that you can submit to me, the pastor or the priest or the imam or the rabbi or the whatever, you're not going to be free to move. Folks, get out of that. That's Satan at work. It looks good, but it's a charade. Get close to Yah. Understand that all through history, the men and women who have got close to Yah were rejected by the organized religion, be it the church, be it the synagogue, be it the mosque, be it the temple, be it whatever. You do not have to be approved. Going to Bible school or I forget the Jewish name and the Muslim name, but going to formal education in the Bible or the Quran or whatever will kill this. This is about uneducated people with a passion for Yah. Revival is easily quenched if the leader becomes exhausted and burnt out by trying to do too much in their own strength, as the Welsh revival, or something goes wrong in their lives, like my divorce, for example. If the leader takes a very low-key role and allows the Spirit of Yah to lead the revival, it will last much longer, as in Azusa Street. But even then, if the leader becomes weary and ceases to draw the Spirit of Yah into the meetings, the revival will eventually run out. Now, it doesn't have to be that way. If you don't get into religion, if you don't get into all the wrong doctrines of religion today, if you don't allow people to control it, you do not want a steering committee or a body of elders or a Sanhedrin or a whatever. You want just to draw farther in and teach others how to draw farther in and just let the Spirit move and don't have formal meetings. Let people come to the meetings just because the Spirit of Yah brings them and the meetings go for 24 hours at a stretch and people are just filled with the Spirit. Teach them how to get closer to Yah. Teach them to fast. Teach them to pray. Teach them to worship. By all means, but don't do it in some big, orderly, militaristic, controlled, bureaucratic way. Do it in a spontaneous way that you just share. Leader is maybe not even the right term to use. Initiator, catalyst, whatever. You don't want this to be about a specific human being. You want it to be about Yah. Both examples evidence that such a revival can spark around the earth and trigger further revivals or at least a resurgence in belief that is powerful for the good of Father Yah's kingdom of earth. Folks, this is the thing. If you can get to a place where the Spirit moves through you to such an extent that people come from the next town or the next country or the next continent to sit at your feet and learn and be filled with the Spirit and then to take that back where they came from and do the same there. In a matter of a few years, we can totally turn the situation on planet Earth around. But it's up to you. I am doing all I can within the limitations of my resources. With a few people who helped me financially, that's helped me to upgrade the file server recently. You can do it. You can help me. You can make a difference. Don't look at the news and say, oh my goodness, the stuff about abortion is terrible. Oh my goodness, the stuff about this is terrible. The stuff about that is terrible. And the politics and the politicians and the lies and the conspiracies and the wars. And folks, don't waste time looking at that stuff. Say, I can do something about that if I bring the Spirit of the living mighty one, almighty creator, Yah the eternally self-existing. If I bring the Spirit of Yah to that situation, it will change. It's my belief that with greater understanding, the burnout can be avoided. There can be a handing over of the baton to others so that more and more revivals break out around the earth and last for the millennium, such that in time the entire planet is impacted for the kingdom of Yah. Don't think small. You can't make that happen, but you can be a trigger. You can be an initiator. You can be a spark. You can be a catalyst. The key thing is, or a key thing is, do it in all truth. There's a bunch of stuff on my website, 2,500 articles, 1,250 web pages. There's a huge amount to help you get this right. I'm available. My passion is to make this happen. My whole reason for still staying on this planet is to make this happen. Drop me an email. I'll get on the Zoom with you. I'll help you, counsel you, advise you, tell you which articles to read, when. There's a whole lot on the website that will help you to be the person who can initiate this. So my appeal to you is if you've been listening to my messages for a while and you're saying, you know what, this makes a lot of sense, and you know what, this is the only way things are going to change. This is the only way to make abortion go away. This is the only way to make fornication go away. This is all the only way to make all this confusion about relationships, etc., go away. Etc., etc., etc. All the pornography. The way to make it go away is to bring Yah into the situation. So in conclusion, it is hugely important to initiate a multi-threaded new revival around the world. I appeal to you, wherever you are in your relationship with Father Yah, to take this seriously and to choose to do all you can to initiate a new revival. To this end, I refer you to the article, Seven Components of Drawing Close. If you put all of that as in that article into practice, spend several hours a day worshiping, several hours a day reading anointed writings, listening to or watching anointed teachings, several hours a day in prayer, you can initiate the revival. I encourage you to do this. As I've said before, for various reasons, I'm no longer eligible to do this. All I can do is encourage you and support you to do it. You say, where do I get the time? You say 2 hours worshiping a day, 2 hours reading anointed writings a day, 2 hours on my knees praying a day. I've got to earn a living. If you get filled with the Spirit of Yah in the way that is envisaged in that Seven Components document, you will find that you only need 3 or 4 hours sleep a night, that you are full of vigor, that you are amazingly sharp, energized, and you can get in there and you can work 20 hours a day consistently, 7 days a week, year in, year out, without tiring. If you get filled with the Spirit, and provided you don't let that get squandered or torn down or destroyed by men. Maybe a tall order. Yeshua did it. You can do it. I will help you. I'll encourage you. I'll teach you. I'll support you. I'll answer your questions. You just need to contact me. So some closing thoughts. As I've said a couple of times, all truth is a fundamental requirement. The minute you have sin, the minute you have error, you allow the demonic and satanic realm to get into your life, to get into your ministry, to get into your revival. You've got to get rid of all that stuff, and the place to do that is on the website. There's no room for the sort of sloppy religion we've had in the last few thousand years. This is time for conscious, quality commitment to Yah. This is time. This is time, folks. It really is time. Read your local newspaper. See what's happening in the world. This needs to happen. You are able to be the catalyst for a major revival if you do all that is discussed here and in the article last week. Please email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to discuss how I can assist you to do this. The email address is there on the screen, james@endtimeissueministries.org. I encourage you to contact me. I encourage you, whether you contact me or not, to get on the website, read the articles, put them into practice. You can earn a high throne in heaven for eternity if you choose to. I encourage you to choose to. It's a huge amount that you can do if you put your mind to it, if you make a commitment. And you can start today. It doesn't matter who you are, where you are, what you are, what your occupation is, whatever. I want to ask you, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator today? I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to the Creator. Do you talk to Him constantly throughout the day and allow Him to lead you in every possible way? Did you know that was possible? Do you want it? Are you seeking it? You can have an ongoing conversation with Him as you walk down the road, as you sit on the bus, as you sit in your car, as you sit at the dinner table. Are you conscious of Him at all times? Do you know for sure that He's real? Do you know for sure that He urgently desires you to worship Him, to be close to Him, to serve Him, to talk to Him? Do you know how lonely He is? Do you worship Him at every opportunity? Do you have worship songs playing in your dwelling day in and day out? Do you have worship songs on a little MP3 player in your pocket with an earbud that you listen to whenever you can, when you're on the road, when you're in the car, when you're in the bus, on the train, at work, wherever? Are you really telling him how important he is to you? Do you count him as your friend? Do you see him as somebody you can confide in and ask opinion of? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard him call you friend? There's a big difference here, folks. He wants to be your friend, so he will be friendly to you if you give him the chance. The question is, will you be friendly to him? Will you do what he wants you to do? Will you pray what he wants you to pray? Will you look after things from his point of view instead of your selfish point of view? If not, you're failing in your life purpose, and you're going to be bitterly disappointed when you die. Some key documents and a video on the website. Video, Why Seek Relationship? The Miracle of Yeshua's Death. The Creator Desires a Deep Personal Relationship with You. 7 Components in Drawing Close to the Creator. Recommended Worship. The Creator's Name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. The Essence of My Message to Christians. Also similar articles for Jews, Muslims, and other faiths and unbelievers. All available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. Transcripts of nearly all teachings in this series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. The ETI version of the Bible with correction of key translation errors is available at on the website at the ETI Bible version, fairly close to the top of the page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page, and they're all available at relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show on the top menu and then podcasts, or search on Google for Relationship with Creator Radio in quotes. As I said before, there are about 4 podcasts, websites with the back issues. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 till May 2019 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings page. I publish regular email articles. Email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org. to be added to the list or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. That's james@endtimeissueministries.org. Visit the website and use the Google search, article keyword cloud, table of contents, and article search to locate the information you're looking for. As I said a moment ago, the server has been substantially upgraded. Performance of the website is much faster, so if you've been put off in the past by the slow response, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. I had some really positive feedback a couple of days ago, and I'm hoping you're permitting, that your finances permitting, to upgrade the server even more, perhaps in the next month or two. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions to james@endtimeissueministries.org. Please email me to join the mailing list, also at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know, and I can connect with you by Skype, Zoom, Teams, email, or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week, when I will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. Folks, I've said this before. I can't stress it enough. It doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor. It doesn't matter right now whether you're a Satanist, whether you're a Christian, whether you're a Muslim, whether you're a Jew, whether you're a Baha'i, whether you're a Buddhist, whatever, an unbeliever. Doesn't matter. He wants you to become his friend. He wants every single person on the planet to become his friend, but he particularly wants you to become his friend. Doesn't matter if you're short or tall, thin or fat, educated, uneducated, rich or poor, blonde, blue eyes, black hair, brown eyes, anything in between. Doesn't matter whether you're African, Asian, European, Caucasian, whatever. He wants you to become his friend. He will meet you wherever you are. Just say, Father Yah, I want to become your friend. Please help me to get there. And then drop me an email and we'll get on Zoom and I'll help you to get there. Thanks so much. Have a good night.
Father, I